On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's Tory. That's right. It's Tory Tuesday. Are you getting used to that yet? I know I did skip a week. Ooh, I'm going to try not to skip any more weeks. Okay, how does that sound? Next week, okay, we'll be good. The week after is going to be a special edition, so tune in middle of January. For a special edition. It's a secret. It's a surprise. I don't have a calendar yet, so I can't tell you what day that's on. Isn't that sad? I don't have a wall calendar yet, and it's January. Don't people get those, like, December or something? Sometimes I get free ones from, like, funeral homes or, I don't know. Who has free banks, do they? Free wall calendars? They used to be, like, a really great promotional item. So you'd always look at it and think of that company, and they'd give you a calendar. Well, I don't have one of those now. I think I had Boys Town last year. My mom had an extra calendar. My mom has all these calendars. So I scored a Boys Town off of her. And what I do is with my wall calendars, if it's just a generic one and it's not a cool one that I got at Job Lot or something, then I take a cool picture of a Caribbean scenery, island or whatever, palm trees. And I just put that up there and that just stays for 12 months. That stays for a year. And I look at it and I envision it for a year instead of changing have a different picture every month. I mean, unless it were different islands, I could get an island Caribbean calendar. Ooh, hint, hint. Didn't get one. And I don't want puppies and I don't want horses and I don't want animals and I don't want landscapes or America or cars, or whatever they have. What do they have for calendars? I don't even know. I just want the Caribbean island. Every year, that's the one I want. And that's what I'm going to have, one way or another. I remember even one year, I had to recycle my wall calendar because, I mean, I kept it so long that after, I guess, 6 years or something, the days became the same, so I could just reuse it. Isn't that, like, thrifty and like a life hack or something? You're welcome. Yeah, just save your calendar for 6 years or save all your calendars and just keep reusing them. Cross off the year. If they don't even probably put the year every month, they just put the month and you just use it and there you go. Unless you write on it. If you write like an appointment, that might not be good. So try not to write on it. I don't know. Just go to a funeral home or wherever you go and get a free one. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I still got to get one. I'm going to do that real soon. Anyway, so we just had New Year's Eve. We just had New Year's. It's 2017. Do you have high expectations for this year? I mean, it was really crappy last year. I'm not even exaggerating. I know many people have said last year was awful. Even right at the very end, December 31st, Father Mulcahy from MASH kicks the bucket. I mean, the dude was 84. He lived a long life. He had lung cancer. It happens. It's just like, wow, way to go out. And then right before midnight even. Okay, so that happened. But then right before midnight, at like 15 minutes before midnight, what is on my television but Mariah Carey doing something? I never watch TV on New Year's Eve. I mean, I used to years ago, Dick Clark. And apparently they still call it Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, and he's not even there. I guess the name just stuck. But that's a lie. He's not there. It's somebody else. And it was also Jenny McCarthy on the street giving out her shoes. I didn't even know it was her. Her hair was so blonde and her face was so orange, I thought it was Donald Trump in drag. I wasn't really sure. But anyway, she's had something done. And then she made out with Donnie Wahlberg, so I figured it was Jenny McCarthy. Okay, but anyway, Mariah Carey, back to the main event. I guess it was the main event. It was an event of gigantic proportions because she is of gigantic proportions. What was she wearing? It was some tight-fitting thing. And when you weigh that, I'm not fat shaming, but listen to me. Listen, people. If you're going to put on some pounds, kind of wear black or maybe a dress or trying to disguise it. I would not accentuate my rolls. Just know, in my hips. So my brother and I, what was watching with my brother, we both decided, or he noticed, that those two giant champagne bottles on either side of her at one point were gigantic to make her look smaller. That was his estimation. And I agree with that. It was, I forget, Barefoot Champagne, who obviously paid big money to be front and center of that thing of Mariah Carey. Okay, here's what I think. Mariah Carey is a singer. No? Yes. So when she's out there on stage and the vocal track didn't come on that she was supposedly going to lip sync to the first time, obviously she lip synced the second song. Okay, we all saw that and she put the mic down and the voice was still happening and that's hilarious. But anyway, that's somebody that doesn't care. They've stopped caring. Okay, I get it. But the first song, she's just walking around sort of, you know, hey, everybody, how you doing? Happy New Year. I mean, no. There's a song playing that you know how it goes, and you just sing with your actual voice. And people are going to love it no matter what, right? What they don't love is you being goofy and saying, oh, it's a big mistake, oh, shit happens. What? No. My grandfather used to have an expression. My grandfather was an entertainer. He played the banjo to put himself through law school and all this other stuff back in the 20s. But anyway, my grandfather always said, the show must go on. And if the music stops, you don't stop and stand there. You just carry on. That's what show people do. He knew. She should have known. This was not her first rodeo. I get that she likes to lip sync because her voice is probably not as good as it was when she was 20. When she was on Saturday Night Live, I couldn't believe it. The first time I ever heard of Mariah Carey, I thought, wow, she sings even better than Whitney Houston. They had this little rivalry going back then, I remember. So anyhow, that was funny. Mariah Carey summing up New Year's, summing up 2016 rather. Wow. That's just, she put the cherry on that sundae. That's what 2016 was to me and to a lot of other people. I mean, there was a car crash in Easton right before New Year's, too. Young people died. Again, it's just, wow, awful, awful. I mean, I know what that's like. I lost someone last year. It's, ugh, please, 2016, go away. Thank you. I mean, you did go away. We must never speak of you again, like Fight Club or something. So the graphics tell me. Anyhow, so how about some music? You want some music? Tell me what you think of this. You ready? Oh, it's not what you think it is. Give it a chance. Yep, you hearing it? No, it's not that. It's not ISIS related. You are really wrong here. Learn some geography. Get cultured. You ready? It's one of my favorite songs ever. My daughter Miranda showed it to me. Listen, you gotta Google this and you can watch it. It's a phenomenon. Okay? Dalar Mendy, who is a very famous Indian performer, and I've learned all his moves. I don't know the song by heart yet. But I am learning his moves, and I've been working on it for like 3 years. Believe it or not, this is not new. Well, I've been working on it like 2 years, but still, long enough. Going on 3. And it's called Tunak Tunak Tun. He does his little fingers, and they go up, and then he claps, and later he does like a rodeo thing. Oh my God, it's brilliant. Okay, enough of that. I know you don't want to hear any more of that. And you probably don't want to hear it at all. Anyway, I'm just trying to hip you, man. Why don't you just go with it? You know, it's a fun song. Life should be fun. You got to expand your horizons a little. That's all I'm saying. Tori's trying to do 30 minutes here, and you're going to have to bear with me because there could be moments of amusement with music, which is what I prefer. Last week we had Herb Alpert, and that's a good one. This year we're going global. A little bit of India. It's not going to hurt you. Okay? Okay. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Donald Trump. Oh, I just did. But, you know, it's always going to be something with this guy. All I will say is I still cannot wrap my brain around the words President Trump. I've tried. Every time I hear it, it does not compute. Danger, Will Robinson. Okay? I just can't. I don't understand. It doesn't. It's like an alternate universe, maybe, where it wasn't supposed to happen, and it did. So it's all a dream, like at the end of Dallas, where somebody's in the shower, and it's not real. I don't know. That's what I think. I mean, what is reality anyway? Am I going to get existential here? Ooh. Well, that's what James was kind of always saying to me. Mom, it's not real. Don't worry about it. It's not real. It's like the Matrix. What if it is like a planted thing that we're all, I don't know. Ooh, that'll blow your mind a little bit. Not as much as the stupid flat earthers. Those people need help. Yeah, that's the thing we talked about, and I'm not talking about it again. Okay, so don't ask me. Okay, I'm just having some chocolate. Do you like chocolate? I love chocolate. I mean, what woman doesn't love chocolate? I guess that's a thing. If you say you don't love it, okay, good for you. But you know what? Most people love chocolate. I don't like white chocolate, though. I used to, but then I might have overdosed on it or something, and I just don't like it. Even if there's, like, no chocolate, I just don't really want the white chocolate. And I don't like necessarily dark chocolate. It has to be milk chocolate. I'm so picky. And then it has to be, like, a good brand. Because if you get those, like, for Christmas, those, like, regular, like, little bears or snowmen or whatever they have, Santas, it's like a cheap chocolate. It's like a ripoff, man. I don't even know what it's made of. It doesn't taste like it's good. So, oh, Christmas. So what did you get for Christmas? I can't hear you. Don't even talk to me. What did I get for Christmas? I got a hat. I got a mug. I got some makeup. I got a Christmas ornament. And I got a pair of earrings. And a pair of slippers. And a fart spray. A prank fart spray. Which is going to be really funny when I use that sometime. I don't know when I'm going to do that. And a plane ticket. So that was my Christmas. It's one way, by the way. Anyway, so that's my Christmas. I mean, I'm not getting, you know, diamonds and jewelry and cars and things. I don't know what you think Tori does here. I'd like a few little items that are special. And I'd like 3 Christmas cards. Tori's not living high on the hog at all. So everything was very quiet. That's how I like it. I still do my raking every day, although today I took off. If it rains, I'm not raking, but I rake about 3 hours a day. Usually I get about 3 hours a day in, and the fresh air is great. Even if it's cold and brisk, whatever. It's fresh air. It's good for you to be outside doing some activity. Of course, I'd love to be doing a fun activity, but to me, it's good because I'm keeping everything neat and clean, and every leaf that I see has to go. Like OCD, maybe, I don't know. I even raked off the whole roof. It was 4 bags of leaves on the roof. And I feel proud of that. I did it. And, you know, my back might hurt every day, but that's fine. It's okay. It'll get better eventually. Pain is part of life. We know that. We understand that. That's what pain pills are for. Or physical therapy or exercise, however you handle it. I'm not here to judge. I'm not going to be judgy, so don't be judging me, man, okay? I'm not, like, a stoner or anything. So if I have some pain, I will handle it if I need to. And I hardly even take Valium for my depression about James. So I think I'm really doing well. I distract myself enough. I watch my Adas enough. Old TV shows, whatever. Go to the happy place. That's enough. I mean, right now my shows aren't even on. All of my shows are in hiatus. Wow, boo-hoo. And I've talked about that before. I'm not going to tell you what I watch again. Go listen to one of the old Tori shows. They're only 30 minutes. Just knock yourself out. Find out what I watch. Because you know all my shows are on hiatus. And some of them are your shows too. So whatever. That's why you have to go read a book or go learn something. Take up a hobby. Okay, changing up again. There's controversy. And again, it's a little Trump story, but, you know, basically it's just controversy because there's always going to be with everything he does. But this has to do with the inauguration. And again, oh, speaking of the inauguration, coming up January 18th, 19th, 20th, in that ballpark. I don't know the exact date. I don't have a calendar. Remember, do we have to go over the calendar thing again? Anyhow, yeah, so we talked about last week, he's got the Rockettes and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And I'm trying to say that with a straight face. I really, really am. Okay. But anyway, what I found interesting about that, what happened in the last week since I told you about that story, someone from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is quitting the choir because they don't want to have to perform at the inauguration for Donald Trump because of principle. And it's sad in a way because it's heartbreaking. They're giving up their dream. Their dream has been singing for that choir, but their principles are stronger, so they're going to quit the choir. Wow. They feel strongly. Good for them. You know what? I like that because, you know what, that's their belief, and if that's what they want to do, good. It's not a legal issue as was with the woman that wouldn't sign off for the gay couple getting married or something in some Bible Belt state. That's the law. That's their job. You have to do it. That was different. Her principles, okay? Well, this is not the law. It's just the choir. It's her hobby, what she loved to do, or he, whoever. I haven't looked up who it was. I just thought it was remarkable. I also think I might have heard that one of the Rockettes is bowing out. You see what I did? Okay, I'm not going to do that also because of her stand on stupid President Trump. President-elect Trump. Okay, whatever. So now we're talking about there's an Alabama marching band, black school, that's going to be marching. And Howard University turned it down when they marched it for Obama's inauguration. And a lot of these schools are saying it's a slap in the face. You're shucking and jiving for, you know, Trump when he treated, you know, black people so poorly at the rallies. And what are you doing? So they decided they want to march anyway to represent, you know, America. You know, that's their chance to shine and to show we're a great band. We're going to be here. So there are two sides to it, really. If that's what they choose to do, and of course, if someone doesn't want to, they probably can't be forced to march in the band with their bandmates if they feel that strongly too. But apparently they want to put America first and say, okay, this is an honor. We're going to do this and try to take the high road, I guess, for lack of a better term. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I can't hear you. Yeah, I can't hear anything. Why don't you send emails in? You're supposed to be doing that. Send emails to New England Broadcasting. Go to newenglandbroadcasting.com, ronvandam.com, find the page, find the website, find the email, and then say what you think. And no one's really talking. Or if they are, I'm not hearing about it. So either way, I'm just going to keep talking, and I guess you're going to keep listening. So that's one controversy. I'm sure there'll be lots more. We have Russian hacking things going on, and Donald Trump says he knows more than other people. I don't know. He's always saying that. I don't think he does. Hacking's very, very difficult to prove and whatnot. Ugh, stop it. That's another thing I'm going to say. Stop it, too. We already know the Russians did it. Whatever. What's done is done. We have sanctions in place, and I'm sure Donald Trump will get in there and reverse everything because he and Putin have some kind of love story going on, and everything's going to be roses, and I think that's nonsense. But I'm just some person in Massachusetts. What do I know? What do I care? I have no voice. I think it's a mistake. I don't think you can trust Russia, but hey, man, you just do your thing. We'll all just nuclearly explode someday because of something you did. And I'm ready, man. We'll go out in a bang, a blaze of glory, like Bon Jovi. That's fine if we're all in it together. You know, I guess maybe that's what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an alarmist. But all I did tell you was that, remember, it takes like three Republicans, and we have John McCain and Lindsey Graham already on board pretty much against Trump. We just need another one, and then it'll tip the scales. And, I mean, people are saying that now, but I've been saying that for months, okay? Look it up. Listen to it. And if you don't know already, be careful where you get your news. Go to a reputable website if you're going to be looking for news online. Mainstream media, I don't know, whatever. But Please look carefully. Don't believe everything you read. Just do a little research. I mean, most people won't, because most people are sheep and they just believe whatever they hear, and that's the way it is. And all they care about is where their money is coming from in the next meal. They don't want to delve deeper. But just you do yourself a favor. Not necessarily Yahoo News. Why don't you try BBC or something? Do yourself a favor. Maybe learn something. If you feel like learning, if you feel like being intelligent for a change, not all of you, I'm just speaking to some of you. Why don't you just do that? Why do I need to tell you to do that? And I bet you won't even do it, because I'm the one telling you. It's all in the person that tells you something. Two different people could tell you the same information, and if you respect one of them, you'll listen. And if you don't respect the other person, you won't listen. And it's the same exact information. Isn't that funny? Life's funny that way. So if you don't respect me, you're not listening to me or anything I say. But let someone else say it that you respect, and wow, you're all ears. You're a fool. Okay, change of pace. Every year, Brockton, Massachusetts, they have a pickup litter day or something. I don't know exactly what they call it. It's a really good idea. I'm never free that day. I think it's a weekend. I seem to always be busy. But maybe one of these years I'm going to do it, because I love to pick up trash. I love to make a difference. Now, that said, I went for a walk the other day, and my brother and we could not believe the amount of trash on Pearl Street, right near Reynolds Memorial Highway. So you're talking about Pearl Street near the Brockton Historical Society, between the cemetery, Melrose Cemetery, and, say, that gas station. There's a whole bunch of woods in there. Wow. What a mess. Is that even on the list of where you clean up, or do you just clean up downtown Brockton? I'm confused. I don't know how many people volunteer for this operation, where they go, because, again, I've never been, and I know it's a great idea. Do they do DW Field Park? That's also a good idea. People are really slobs in Brockton. It's disgusting. I couldn't believe the amount of trash. My daughter went for a walk today. She said the same thing. She went by the same area, and she remarked to me without me even telling her how I saw all the garbage. So it's quite something. I think there should be a detail of people during that volunteer day, cleanup day, that just tackles that area. And I would be one of them if they would just do that area. It's the west side of Brockton. I'm sure there's more garbage in other parts of Brockton, and maybe they're just leaving the west side alone for the most part. I don't know, but that was quite something. It's almost like transients live in there. And I have heard that they do live on the east side behind the VFW there on Quincy Street, maybe. I don't know about that either. So maybe there's really bigger fish to fry with this trash thing. But, I mean, hey, I'm throwing it out there. I've seen it. My family's seen it. I'm sure other people have seen it. It's pretty nasty. And I've mentioned before about nip bottles all along the side of the road. Like, are people walking and drinking them and throwing them down? Are they throwing them out their window as they're driving? I've always wondered that. But it's just, you know, people that drink, you're gross. I mean, I drink too, but if you're drinking to the fact that you're out in public in a car or on the street and you have to throw your bottle down, you're mental. Stay away from me. You're just gross. Don't do that. People even with mental illness don't do that. So I can't even say you're mental. I don't know what is wrong with you. You're just a slob. Okay, I just looked it up online, and they do it in April. So it's Keep Brockton Beautiful Day. It's usually on a Saturday in April. So that's a few months away. So let the snow come and go, and then we'll deal with the trash, wherever that may be. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. April, it's happening, so keep that in mind, everybody. Why don't you volunteer one time? I'm going to try, too. So let's do this. Brockton actually has a lot of good programs implemented, and it's easy for anybody to complain. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Maybe sometimes I complain, you know, in fun and jest. But to make a difference, that's where it counts. Stop complaining. I mean, they have like pothole reports and report problems in your neighborhood, click fix. If you go online, you can see at least Brockton's trying to make a difference and do something. I don't know. It's something. They have lots of meetings and you can attend them and voice your concerns. But for someone just to complain about stuff, that's always bothered me. In life in general, with the Middle East, with anything, you want to complain. It's really easy to do that. Why don't you have a solution? Say, this is my idea. You know, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for answers and solutions to problems, not just pointing out problems, because we all know those problems already exist. So you guess what? You're not helping. You're not helping. I'm just here as a humorist to point, you know, to make fun of it. Things like that. Not really serious. I might give you a couple of helpful hints or whatnot, but I'm also going to suggest that you not complain in seriousness, in all seriousness. It just, you know, have a solution. Have something. Bring something to the table, would you please? Thank you. Hey, you know what else is a really good thing on the Brockton Mass page? Is you can check out sex offenders. Oh my gosh, you can see where they are. And they even have pictures. They have names and pictures and addresses, so you can see if they're near you. I don't know if it helps at all, but if you'll remember, like if you're walking around and you see a guy's face, just, you know, don't talk to strangers anyway. But I think that's a good idea. I don't know exactly in some cases what their offense was. I know there's different levels, 1, 2, 3, etc. But as far as I know, if you even urinate in public someplace and you get caught, I think that may label you a sex offender. So again, that's, you know, whatever, things like that might happen. I don't agree with it, but they will label you a sex offender. That's something serious. So I'm not sure what these people have done. If you can look that up and see if it's, you know, a really bad thing, yes. Okay, bad news. But it's kind of neat that there's a little map and shows these people. So if you don't want to be on the internet with your face and your name for doing something like that, then guess what? Don't do it. Does that really need to be said? And if you have a problem, then they should probably lock you up and keep you there, because that's going to solve that problem. Great that you register and you still walk among us, but if you're still a threat, I don't know why you're still walking among us. That's interesting to me. Anyway, it's just another, you know, tidbit of information. You can go look that up. It's there. And don't be on there. I don't want to see anybody I know on there. I better not ever see anybody I know on that page, okay? Okay, what else is new? Movies. There's a movie coming out. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's lots of movies coming out. I was supposed to see Star Wars today, wasn't I? Or yesterday. Guess that didn't happen. Okay, well, that's fine. No big deal. So, Beauty and the Beast. Again? Oh my goodness. Do we really need another one? Wasn't there like a TV show about it? And then there was a cartoon movie. And now we have to have live action. I don't know. Is there nothing new under the sun? No. Why don't we just come up with some new ideas? I know Manchester by the Sea is supposed to be sad, so I'm not going to see that. And I heard like really, really sad. So I don't want that. I've already been sad. I might have seen it a year ago, but I don't want to see it now. So I don't know what movies I would want to see that are coming out. Anything. I like Liam Neeson. If he had a new movie, I think he does. He has some priest movie where he goes down to some tribal land in Asia, maybe, and doesn't come back. And then they send a couple of guys out to go find him that are also priests. And I don't know. I think it's Martin Scorsese. And he hasn't done a movie in a while, so it's supposed to be pretty good. I don't remember what it's called, but I know that much. And it's probably more than you, unless you're looking on Google right now and cheating and seeing the answer. Anyway, so we are going to wrap it up for this week. And I will see you next week. I will see you this Friday. Hopefully, with a new show with Ron. And the ECAT show should be online right now on eastoncat.org. eastoncat.org. Look under Watch Online. Go over to Ron Van Dam Radio Show. You'll see we have like 93 shows up. And it's the latest one. Okay? So check it. And then there'll be another one after that. So, as I say, have a nice week. And peace out.
Beautiful girl, lovely dress. 15 smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. But where she is now, I can only guess. 'Cause it's gone, daddy gone.